Yeah. All right, AP, one thing that struck me when I was watching you out there in the main event, and I didn't watch you the whole race, sorry. but no, it's like Baggett was right in front of you, Hill was right in front of you. And like that's for like 11th, 12th. And those guys are trying to kill each other. Like it's such a deep field, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely a deep field. I mean, shoot, 20 of us. I mean, I don't know. How many are there on the track? 22?
22.
Yeah, I mean, 20 of us are freaking champions.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's a stacked field, and all of us are fast. So it's literally whoever can get a start and go up front for 20 minutes long, then you're a winner. But, I mean,
it's intense, right, for you?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, Webb got third last week. He finished a spot behind me, and then Baggett got fourth last week. He's finished like two spots ahead of me or a spot ahead of me. So it's crazy. I mean, it gives me confidence because I know if I get a start or whenever I get a start, I can run
we'll
up.
Wait on that.
But. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, we'll be up there. But
any issues with the ankle or foot or whatever that was last week?
No, I think it was just like pretty much the initial twist of it kind of hurt it a little bit. And then the rest of the week it was inside of my groin. So it was a little sore, but
yeah. I was thinking like last week I was like, this is the fucking last thing this dude needs right now. And then in the LCQ you were out of it for like out of qual. I'm like, he can't start like this. He can't.
It was not the way I wanted to start the 2020 season, but you know me, I got to make it exciting. I got to make it interesting. But this week was a big rebound from last week, and like even though it was only two spots, I felt good and. Yeah. And
you're in a battle, right? You're in the battle. Like,
I was top 10. So right now that's all I can ask for. And being it that this was my really like third Supercross since March last year, I'm pretty stoked on it. So just got to go back and put the work in.
Are you gonna tell me like every other rider how much this fucking track dirt, like you just love it.
I think I like Atlanta better.
Really?
Yeah, they always add the sand in Atlanta. Yeah. So, and last year I got fifth there. So, best finish yet.
Right. I like this track tonight. I thought it was cool. No triples. I mean, they had the two doubles that were kind of like triples across the start straight. Some really cool rhythms that you could try and do. I thought it was a cool track.
Yeah, I think it was definitely kind of a different layout, but it was cool. I mean, I dug it, and how we could do the quad over and in practice, it was pretty fun. And
I was just gonna ask you, I didn't see you do that. So you did that over the table?
Yeah, I did it in third practice. Right.
That's pretty sweet.
A little sacked up a little bit. You know, I saw Adam do it in the second practice. I was like, wow, he made that look easy. Came out swinging in third practice, but it was cool. It was fun. It's little dragon's back almost bit me in the last few laps, but. It was a cool track. I liked it a lot.
Hey, your teammate, Barsha, you guys get along really well. And, of course, won last week. This week, another good race. That's cool, right?
Yeah. I'm stoked for him, dude. You know, hopefully he keeps it going. And, you know, we get to ride together during the week. And he teaches me a few things because I could use a few pointers right now.
My next question was, because anything, like, you guys ride so differently. You're such different body types and everything. Because his stuff help you testing-wise?
No, not really. Like, he likes his bike kind of heavy in the front, and I like mine sagged out in the back. Yeah. So I like mine choppered out, and that's really, like, the only way I can ride it. But, I mean, he just has words of advice that kind of help me, and you know, watching him ride that I know I need to be a little bit more like him instead of laid back, especially in this class.
Your personality doesn't help you, I don't think, right?
No. I made some moves tonight, though. I got some elbows in on people.
You just got to get angry somehow, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what everybody tells me, so.
Did you hear this thing on my show? I didn't say it, but it was said that if you might go to GNCC next year, like, do you want to shoot this down?
I don't think there is a chance I'm going GNCC. I might race a couple, maybe. But. Yeah, there's no chance I'm going to GNCC next year, but
You heard it though.
Yeah, I heard it. I seen it on Vital. I made a little comment. I told everybody I was going to the NFL.
That sounds like you, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I'd make it make a little fun of it. But no GNCCs in the near future, unless I start killing it and I just go do everything like Mike Brown or
Sipes. I don't think you want to take like a 78% pay cut either by doing that, right?
yeah, no, yeah. Maybe if there was a little bit more money in it, you know, I would think about it. But, yeah, I mean, right now the answer is no.
Well, hey, good job tonight. Yeah, 20 minutes, solid, moving good. And so, yeah, I'd like to see that. Thanks, man.
Thank you.